Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. It is a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, two for Tuesday.
Yeah. And my next guest has been on the show several times. And, of course, I do want to mention that Esmeralda Leon knows him. Right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I know him real well.
You know him real well. I don't know what the laugh is for.
Yeah, I know him. I've known him for a while.
His name is Brandon Weatherby. He's been on the show many times. He hosts a talk show that is also a podcast that you have been a part of as a co-host, Esmeralda, for many years.
Yeah, since the second one.
Since the second one.
Right.
Okay. And you used to do it at the here in Chicago at the Hungry Brain. Was kind of your home base, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, now you've got it's the sixth anniversary.
I know. It's crazy.
Which is coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night at the Hideout on Wabansia in Chicago. And it's from 7 to 10 tomorrow night. And we'll get all the details from Brandon. We welcome Brandon to the show. So let's say hi to Brandon. Brandon Weatherby, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Okay.
You know, it's been... I am here with Esmeralda Leon. Do you know that she's now on my show permanently?
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Aren't you? Great. She happens to know me. It's perfect.
Yeah. How about that?
I know, and he hasn't asked me to... Well, actually, he did ask to be on the show, so...
What?
Brandon.
What? What do you want from me, man?
What? Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man? It's been a while.
I know. It's so nice to talk to everyone.
It's great to have you back. So, listen, let's talk a little bit about... it's the sixth anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yeah, 6 years of doing live shows.
Isn't that crazy?
That's exactly how time works, though. So it's not that crazy, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Tell me how it started. Let's go back to the beginning for those people who have not heard you on the show many times. But let's give everybody the Brandon story here.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if I could just pretend like, you know what, I really don't need to tell my origin story. I'm sure everyone in the listening audience exactly knows what I'm talking about. No.
Listen, if they can make like 15 Spider-Man movies, you can tell your origin story again.
Here's the thing about Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield is a perfectly fine Spider-Man. They didn't need to redo it a third time within a decade. Come on, let the British man be the Spider-Boy. There's nothing wrong with him.
Okay.
And that's how the talk show started.
Oh, is that how it started? That's fantastic.
No, I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun story. I wanted to do a show similar to yours, similar to Fresh Air, similar to radio shows that I really enjoyed. And then I realized no one really cares about what people in their 20s talk and care about. And they shouldn't. We're horrible people. So then we started to do it live in front of people, and that made it more fun, and we became the butt of the joke. And I guess I have interesting people on, and I surrounded myself with more talented individuals, hence Esmeralda's presence on the show from a very, very early age. And, every show has a comic, every show has a band, every show has a monologue, and sometimes those are okay, and sometimes they're not. But that's okay, because we're learning from our experiences. My main guy, the guy that I really formed the show after, was Craig Ferguson. And when you're trying to form your own late night show, you definitely want to go to the guy that follows Letterman and is still in second place. So that's the mold of the show. That's exactly what I was going for. And I think we've achieved our goal.
Well, let me tell you something. You picked the right guy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that's why, I sure did. He's on TV right now, but in a syndicated show that he is just doing to collect a check. So it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old celebrity name game.
That classic show that we all love and watch.
I watch it. I do. I watch it, because Craig's on it, and every once in a while he'll say something funny.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I want to view my show. Every once in a while, that guy says something to you.
All right. So the idea was to just do a talk show, and now you do it live at different venues. You were doing it at the Brain for a long time, Hungry Brain here in Chicago.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it dearly. There's absolutely nothing positive I could say about its demise. I wish it was still open. The end. Moving on. Yeah, because it's no longer there, we have to move on. And the Hideout is an amazing venue. If anyone in the Chicago area has been there, they already know that. If they haven't, go. It's like a house, but it's a venue. And it's wonderful. And I really, really just hope people show up. I promise I'll do my best.
Well, I mean, it is technically not really a school night. I mean, nobody has to get up the next day.
It's a holiday in a weird way.
It is. It absolutely is. So, I would imagine you'll have a nice sized crowd.
thanks for telling me that, and I really hope that translates into something.
Okay. All right. Now, Esmeralda, what was your first encounter with Brandon?
With Brandon himself?
Yeah.
I actually hated him.
Okay.
We met
him. Yeah, that's the normal reaction.
I know it is. I've talked to a lot of his friends, our friends, and been like, yeah, no, I hated him when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody feels that way. I met him in college, doing the college radio station at DePaul. We became managers there, so then we had to be around each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we formed a relationship. And you kind of lived with me for a bit, right, Brandon?
Oh yeah, I was that dirtbag boyfriend that couldn't afford to pay rent, so I just slept in my girlfriend's bed, in her bed. And
yeah,
her
which
couch.
Was my
and,
roommate. So yeah, we got to know each other very, very well.
Yeah, it's by the way, that's my wife now. So all you dirtbags out there, sleep on your girlfriend's couch and never pay rent. It's the best.
You'll become your wife. It's great.
Yeah. And also, Esmeralda and I have known each other for more than a decade at this point, and Esmeralda is the only person, to my knowledge, that has ever woken me up by punching me square in the face.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. Well, how did that happen, Brandon?
Oh, boy.
Well, there's a I'm assuming a former bar, but maybe a current bar in Chicago that didn't really card well, and they should have. And they used to give away
pretty much all you can drink.
Were we of age?
Yes, we were.
I don't think everyone that was there was of age.
Okay, well, for myself, I was of age.
I don't think my girlfriend was of age.
Probably not.
But yeah,
so
yeah. Anyway,
drank a lot.
I knew for some reason I knew booze had to be involved. I'm not really sure why, but I knew that there had to be some liquor involved.
Yeah, because we're cool. That's why. What's the problem? Yeah, we like to abuse our bodies, and then somebody punches somebody in the face. Whatever, man. Get over it.
It happens.
He was sleeping on the cot or on the what is it called? That
on
couch.
The futon.
Yeah, he was
futon.
Sleeping.
You call futon. It a, you call it a cot?
I couldn't think of the
what,
word.
What are you, in the army?
Well, when you're in college, it's pretty much a cot and a bed and a couch. So.
Okay.
Futon. He was lying there, and I don't know why I think I wanted to wake him up, so I punched him.
You punched him in the face.
I guess so, Brandon. Is that what you? Okay.
We have a great working relationship. Nothing has changed.
But I think he also that night, you threw down a burrito in my apartment.
Yeah, that's why I slept in on the futon. I didn't throw. I threw up a burrito.
Oh,
oh, he threw up a burrito.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
You threw
I'm
it
not
on
a
that
monster
you spiked.
Here.
One.
I'm not just throwing food around.
I thought you Come spiked on, the burrito.
Wow.
No, I spiked the burrito, but that was outside.
Wow.
Yeah, that's for the outdoors.
The outdoor portion of the evening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's our relationship in a nutshell.
Okay, so now...
I would like to say that I'm a 32-year-old man now.
Yeah.
That was when I was a 21-year-old boy.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, I see a lot has changed, though. I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Esmeralda became a part of the show. Why on the second one, if you knew her for such a long time, why not the first?
Esmeralda, would you like to tell the real story, or should I,
no, I can
clean it up?
No, it's fine. No, it's
yeah,
not.
Clean it up. Did you drop the S-bomb a little earlier?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I definitely did not. I've been watching my tongue because of that. I actually swore in my wedding vows, so I've been very...
Oh, okay, fantastic. All right. Okay, you're aware of the rules of the FCC?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
They were at the wedding. Sure.
I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, but still. Okay, so Esmeralda, tell the story about why you weren't chosen to be his co-host for the first You, Me, Them, Everybody, and then
it was pretty much because I had a proper job.
You punched him in the face?
Yeah, I punched him in the face way too many times. No, I had a proper job. I was working on a morning show.
Yeah!
So I couldn't do things at night. So I wasn't able to do that at all, and he had someone else, and I guess... It was fine. It was working out okay. But then I got fired. Or, well, the show was canceled. So we were all let go.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, do you want co-host? I was like, all right, I got nothing to do.
And that's it. That's a fantastic story. I saved that one for...
It wasn't very, like, amazing that I just showed up like, I can help you. It's like, no, I got fired.
You got
I
fired.
I could throw a little color in this, by the way. Really
okay.
Quick. She showed up that night to the first show, and I was like, hey, why'd you miss the show? I'm not mad or anything. This is not a passive-aggressive thing. And she's like, I've been eating steak and drinking. I got fired. Because the whole radio station got let go. It wasn't like she wasn't good at her job. She's amazing at your job. She's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And I always knew that she was better on mic than me. She had already previously been on the show before it started as a live show. She knew exactly what I was doing. I saw her all the time. It wasn't really a matter of like, could she do it? No, she was great. She is great.
Let me just say this, Brandon. Let me just say this. I can't tell you how much I love having Esmeralda on my show.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I can't tell you how much more fun the show is with Esmeralda here.
Yeah, I know. I'm not an idiot. What do you think? I've been doing that for a long time.
It's a fact.
So you just showed up to the second show after eating a bunch of steak and drinking a bunch of booze?
No, I showed up at the first show.
Oh.
And I missed it.
Oh.
It had ended and I showed up. I was like, did I miss it? And he's like, yeah, you did. It just ended.
Yeah.
I got a good excuse. I got fired today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were partying it up because we were drowning our sorrows in steaks.
I see.
Yeah.
That's the best way to drown your sorrow, by the way, is in a steak.
Of course.
All right. Listen, Brandon, really quick before we break here. The origin of the title of the show, You, Me, Them,
Blues
Everybody.
Yeah, it's from the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. And that's right when all the cops are in the venue.
In the Wisconsin, technically.
Yeah. John Candy's already ordered the orange whips at this point.
That is correct.
Yes.
And it's maybe the only full song they play at that show. And then they go into the long extended version of Sweet Home Chicago where they escape. So it's the only full song at the venue.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And then I take that title because I think it's a great title. And then a few years after that, I find out that a bunch of dumb bros like that movie, and I regret the title instantly.
Yeah, dumb bros really do like the movie, Brandon.
It's really disappointing because I think it comes in waves, and it wasn't always like that. I remember watching it on GNTV, and then my grandfather would like draw me into the room. That sounds creepy. He would bring me into the room when there was like the car chase and stuff like that. So that's like how I associate that movie.
Right.
But no, not everyone does. Yeah. People. Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Brandon, hang on, okay? We got to take a break. Yeah. And we'll take a quick break here. Brandon Weatherby is with me, and we'll give you all the details on You, Me, Them, Everybody. 6-year anniversary party. It's live, and it's at the Hideout tomorrow night, Wednesday. And we will come back and talk more with Brandon on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. It is a Tuesday morning. Yeah, two for Tuesday. Yeah. And my next guest has been on the show several times. And, of course, I do want to mention that Esmeralda Leon knows him. Right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I know him real well.
You know him real well. I don't know what the laugh is for.
Yeah, I know him. I've known him for a while.
His name is Brandon Weatherby. He's been on the show many times. He hosts a talk show that is also a podcast that you have been a part of as a co-host, Esmeralda, for many years.
Yeah, since the second one.
Since the second one.
Right.
Okay. And you used to do it here in Chicago at the Hungry Brain was kind of your home base, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, now you've got it's the 6th anniversary.
I know. It's crazy.
Which is coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night at the Hideout on Wabansia in Chicago. And it's from 7 to 10 tomorrow night. And we'll get all the details from Brandon. We welcome Brandon to the show. So let's say hi to Brandon. Brandon Weatherby, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Okay.
You know, I am here with Esmeralda Leon. Do you know that she's now on my show permanently?
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Aren't you? She happens to know me. It's perfect.
Yeah. How about that?
I know, and he hasn't asked me to. Well, actually, he did ask to be on the show. So.
What?
What do you want from me, man?
What? Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man? It's been a while.
I know. It's so nice to talk to everyone.
It's great to have you back. So listen, let's talk a little bit about it's the 6th anniversary of You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Yeah, 6 years of doing live shows.
Isn't that crazy?
That's exactly how time works, though. So it's not that crazy, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Tell me how it started. Let's go back to the beginning for those people who have not heard you on the show many times. But let's give everybody the Brandon story here.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if I could just pretend like, you know what, I really don't need to tell my origin story. I'm sure everyone in the listening audience exactly knows what I'm talking about. No.
Listen, if they can make like 15 Spider-Man movies, you can tell your origin story again.
Here's the thing about Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield is a perfectly fine Spider-Man. They didn't need to redo it a third time within a decade. Come on, let the British man be the Spider-Boy. There's nothing wrong with him.
Okay.
And that's how the talk show started.
Oh, is that how it started? That's fantastic.
No, I'm lying.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun story. I wanted to do a show similar to yours, similar to Fresh Air, similar to radio shows that I really enjoyed. And then I realized no one really cares about what people in their 20s talk and care about. And they shouldn't. We're horrible people. So then we started to do it live in front of people, and that made it more fun, and we became the butt of the joke. And I guess I have interesting people on, and I surrounded myself with more talented individuals, hence Esmeralda's presence on the show from a very, very early age. And, every show has a comic, every show has a band, every show has a monologue, and sometimes those are okay, and sometimes they're not. But that's okay, because we're learning from our experiences. My main guy, the guy that I really formed the show after, was Craig Ferguson. And when you're trying to form your own late night show, you definitely want to go to the guy that follows Letterman and is still in second place. So that's the mold of the show. That's exactly what I was going for. And I think we've achieved our goal.
Well, let me tell you something. You picked the right guy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that's why, yeah, I sure did. He's on TV right now, but in a syndicated show that he is just doing to collect a check. So it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, the old celebrity name game.
That classic show that we all love and watch.
I watch it. I do. I watch it, because Craig's on it, and every once in a while he'll say something funny.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I want to view my show. Every once in a while, that guy says something to you.
All right. So the idea was to just do a talk show, and now you do it live at different venues. You were doing it at the Brain for a long time, Hungry Brain here in Chicago.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it dearly. There's absolutely nothing positive I could say about its demise. I wish it was still open. The end. Moving on. Yeah, because it's no longer there, we have to move on. And the Hideout is an amazing venue. If anyone in the Chicago area has been there, they already know that. If they haven't, go. It's like a house, but it's a venue. And it's wonderful. And I really, really just hope people show up. I promise I'll do my best.
Well, I mean, it is technically not really a school night. I mean, nobody has to get up the next day.
It's a holiday in a weird way.
It is. It absolutely is. So, I would imagine you'll have a nice sized crowd.
Thanks for telling me that, and I really hope that translates into something.
Okay. All right. Now, Esmeralda, what was your first encounter with Brandon?
With Brandon himself?
Yeah.
I actually hated him.
Okay.
That's the normal reaction.
I know it is. I've talked to a lot of his friends, our friends, and been like, I hated him when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody feels that way. I met him in college doing the college radio station at DePaul. We became managers there. So then we had to be around each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We formed a relationship. And you kind of lived with me for a bit, right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. I was that dirtbag boyfriend that couldn't afford to pay rent. So I just slept in my girlfriend's bed, in her bed. And
yeah,
her
which
couch.
Was my
and
roommate. So, yeah, we got to know each other very, very well.
Yeah, it's by the way, that's my wife now. So all you dirtbags out there, sleep on your girlfriend's couch and never pay rent. It's the best.
They'll become your wife. It's great.
Yeah. And also, Esmeralda and I have known each other for more than a decade at this point, and Esmeralda is the only person, to my knowledge, that has ever woken me up by punching me square in the face.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. Well, how did that happen, Brandon?
Oh, boy.
Well, there's a I'm assuming a former bar, but maybe a current bar in Chicago that didn't really card well, and they should have. And they used to give away
pretty much all you can drink.
Were we of age?
Yes, we were.
I don't think everyone that was there was of age.
Okay, well, for myself, I was of age.
I don't think my girlfriend was of age.
Probably not.
But yeah,
so
yeah. Anyway,
drank a lot.
I knew booze had to be involved. I'm not really sure why, but I knew that there had to be some liquor involved.
Yeah, because we're cool. That's why. What's the problem? Yeah, we like to abuse our bodies, and then somebody punches somebody in the face. Whatever, man. Get over it. It happens.
He was sleeping on the cot or on the what is it called? That
on
couch.
The futon.
Yeah, he was
futon.
Sleeping,
you call futon it? A, you call it a cot?
I couldn't think of the
what
word.
Are you in the army?
Well, when you're in college, it's a pretty much a cot and a bed and a couch. So.
Okay.
But he was lying there, and I don't know why I I think I wanted to wake him up, so I punched him.
You punched him in the face.
I guess so, Brandon. Is that what you?
Okay. We have a great working relationship. Nothing has changed.
But I think he also that night, you threw down a burrito in my apartment.
Yeah, that's why I slept in on the futon. I didn't throw. I threw up a burrito.
Oh,
oh, you threw up a burrito.
Yeah,
You threw it on. You spiked one.
I'm not just throwing food around.
I thought you spiked the burrito.
Wow.
No, I spiked the burrito, but that was outside.
Wow.
Yeah, that's for the outdoors.
The outdoor portion of the evening.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's our relationship in a nutshell.
Okay, so now...
I would like to say that I'm a 32-year-old man now.
Yeah.
That was when I was a 21-year-old boy.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, I see a lot has changed, though. I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Esmeralda became a part of the show. Why on the second one, if you knew her for such a long time, why not the first?
Esmeralda, would you like to tell the real story, or should I, clean it up?
No, it's fine. No, it's
yeah,
not.
Clean it up. Did you drop the S-bomb a little earlier?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I definitely did not. I've been watching my tongue because of that. I actually swore in my wedding vows, so I've been very...
Okay, fantastic. All right. Okay, you're aware of the rules of the FCC?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They were at the wedding. Sure.
I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's 3 o'clock in the morning, but still. Okay, so Esmeralda, tell the story about why you weren't chosen to be his co-host for the first You, Me, Them, Everybody, and then how you came.
It was pretty much because I had a proper
job. You punched him in the face?
Yeah, I punched him in the face way too many times. No, I had a proper job. I was working on a morning show.
Yeah!
So I couldn't do things at night. So I wasn't able to do that at all, and he had someone else, and I guess... It was fine. It was working out okay. But then I got fired. The show was canceled. So we were all let go.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, do you want co-host? I was like, all right, I got nothing to do.
And that's it. That's a fantastic story. I saved that one for...
It wasn't very, amazing that I just showed up I can help you. It's like, no, I got fired.
You got fired.
I can throw a little color in this, by the way.
Okay.
She showed up that night to the first show, and I was like, hey, why'd you miss the show? I'm not mad or anything. This is not a passive-aggressive thing. And she's like, I've been eating steak and drinking. I got fired. Because the whole radio station got let go. It wasn't like she wasn't good at her job. She's amazing at your job. She's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And I always knew that she was better on mic than me. She had already previously been on the show before it started as a live show. She knew exactly what I was doing. I saw her all the time. It wasn't really a matter of, could she do it? No, she was great. She is great.
Let me just say this, Brandon. Let me just say this. I can't tell you how much I love having Esmeralda on my show.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I can't tell you how much more fun the show is with Esmeralda here.
Yeah, I know. I'm not an idiot. What do you think? I've been doing that for a long time.
It's a fact.
So you just showed up. So you just showed up to the second show after eating a bunch of steak and drinking a bunch of booze.
No, I showed up. At
no,
the
that
first
was after the
one.
Oh, the first show. Oh,
and I missed it.
Oh,
it had ended, and I showed up. I was like, "Did I miss it?" And he's like, "Yeah, you did. It just ended."
Yeah.
I got a good excuse. I got fired today.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were partying it up because we were drowning our sorrows in steaks.
I see.
Yeah,
that's the best way to drown your sorrow, by the way, is in a steak.
Of course.
All right. Listen, Brandon, really quick before we break here. The origin of the title of the show, You, Me, Them,
Blues
Everybody.
Yes, from the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and that's right when all the cops are in the venue
in Wisconsin, technically.
Yeah, and John Candy's already ordered the orange whips at this point.
That is correct.
Yes,
and it's one of I think it's maybe the only full song they play at that show, and then they go into the long extended version of Sweet Home Chicago where they escape. So it's the only full song at the venue.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, and then I take that title because I think it's a great title, and then a few years after that I find out that a bunch of dumb bros like that movie, and I regret the title instantly.
Yeah, dumb bros really do like the movie, Brandon.
It's really disappointing because I think it comes in waves, and it wasn't always like that. I remember watching it on GNTV, and then my grandfather would draw me into the room. That sounds creepy. He would bring me into the room when there was the car chase and stuff like that. So that's like how I associate that movie.
Right.
But no, not everyone does. Oh boy.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Brandon, hang on. Okay, we got to take a break. Yeah. And we'll take a quick break here. Brandon Weatherby is with me, and we'll give you all the details on You, Me, Them, Everybody 6-year anniversary party. It's live, and it's at the Hideout tomorrow night, Wednesday. And we will come back and talk more with Brandon on 720 WGN. right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here until 5 a.m., and it is a Tuesday morning. Tomorrow night, I am happy to tell you that you should go to the Hideout. You don't have to work Thursday. It's a great holiday. Tomorrow from 7 to 10 and see live talk show, You, Me, Them, Everybody, hosted by my guest Brendan Weatherby, co-hosted by Esmeralda Leon, who is on this show. A lot of great guests, a lot of great music, a lot of great comedy, all kinds of cool stuff. Brandon, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Now, we were talking about wrestling before the break.
Yeah.
So what got you into this fascination with analyzing all of the WrestleManias?
I'm going to really bum you out. You're not going to want to know one of the reasons why is, like, I didn't have a dad growing up, which is whatever, who cares? You know, straight white male, I have all the privilege in the world. Don't pity me. I'm not asking for that. But I did love wrestling a lot growing up, especially because of the Saturday morning stuff. And I was a big Ultimate Warrior fan. Now, the Ultimate Warrior turned into a huge monster as a human being, not the best man. But he was reintroduced to the company right before he passed away. Yeah. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame, went to WrestleMania. The next night appeared on Raw, gave a really kind of beautiful, cryptic speech, and then died that night.
Yep.
Incredibly weird, right?
Yep.
Did more research on the Warrior. He legally changed his name to Warrior. His wife's name is legally Dana Warrior, whatever. If you don't believe that he's a bad person, YouTube Warrior DePaul University, and then you'll see a very homophobic, xenophobic speech. Anyways, not a fan of the Warrior, but still a fan of the company. Interesting about that. I'm a big Blackhawks fan. I know you are as well.
Yes.
Obviously, the Hawks in the Stanley Cup, what could beat that, right? It was amazing. And as of June, I was sort of into wrestling. I was kind of watching the big pay-per-views. That's about it. And then obviously over the summer, some stuff that I'm sure you don't want to talk about came to light. And then I just completely immersed myself into professional wrestling rather than any, like, true sports.
Yeah.
It's just, and as a Cubs fan as well, it's really hard to justify your love of a team when your owners are donating a lot of money to somebody you might not support, and the GM is donating to some stuff that does the exact opposite of that candidate. You see what I mean here?
Yeah, I know. I got you.
Very apolitical on a station that is affiliated with lots of sports teams.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I understand.
I totally understand. And I've been a professional wrestling fan my whole life. Ever since I was a little kid. In fact, I watched it last night. I watched Raw last night, and I don't necessarily watch it every week. It's not appointment TV for me like it used to be, and in fact, it was, and I don't apologize for that.
Oh no, you shouldn't.
But I find it, like you, it's a fascinating world. I mean, it really, really is a fascinating world.
Now, my wife, she's a big Blackhawks fan, so we could talk about that. But she's like, why do I care about the champion if it's predetermined? I was like, well, yes, it's predetermined, but it's also like, it's a mark of your good job. You're a good employee. It's really no different than Jonathan Taves being the captain of the team. Like, and the analogies don't exactly line up.
Right.
Like, what these guys are doing is theater, point blank.
Absolutely.
And if anybody that's ever gone on stage or gone behind the mic, you have to appreciate that theater. Like, even at the lowest common denominator, we're telling a story here, and if the story isn't entertaining, why do I care?
Yeah.
If your team is no good, but they're not, and they're not trying to be good, if you're a mediocre team, why should I care? Does that make sense?
If the
Blackhawks are going for greatness, that's awesome. If it's the Blackhawks in 2004, why do I care?
Right. Yeah, no, it so, makes it. I totally understand, but it's amazing. I got to say though, you know, my favorite professional wrestler of all time. Again, not the greatest person in the world in the real world,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's anybody who's ever been better than Ric Flair.
Ric Flair's great. Here's the thing. Wait, why would you hate Ric Flair as a human being just because of all the ex-wives?
Let me tell you something. Compared to what many other pro wrestlers have done in their personal life, he's a saint. You know, but
oh, dude, I love Ric Flair even now. It's like, oh, he talks, as long as you're upfront about your vices or what your perceived vices are, you're great.
Yeah.
As long as you're not hiding and pretending to be holier than thou, you're great. The Rock is a national treasure at this point. And like, yeah, no one's going to live up to The Rock, but Ric Flair, sure, he's got a bunch of ex-wives. And guess what? He talks about it and he pays alimony and does his job. He's not doing anything illegal. He's not drunk driving. He's fine.
Yeah. I love Ric Flair.
He looks like a mummy.
He
but
does.
Other than that,
he does. But and to this day, nobody better on the mic, in my opinion.
Ever?
Who?
Ever?
Well, Piper. Piper is up there.
Piper's amazing. On like Jake the Snake, his promos weren't the best, but in terms of psychology, he was slightly better. Dusty Rhodes has more iconic on Mike. Local guy CM Punk was amazing on Mike.
Oh, yeah. Cut one of the greatest promos in the history of wrestling in 2011, June of 2011. One of the
I mean. How many everything now is tagged to pipe bomb? This whole thing is amazing.
Yep.
But as long as we could admit that like it's a mixture of athleticism and a theater, we're all good. I mean, Brock Lesnar is a legit scary man.
Yeah.
ESPN does SportsCenter when he's in a pay-per-view for a reason. Like, these things kind of sort of matter.
Yeah.
And it's okay for it's completely fine for The Undertaker to go on Fallon and tombstone a former wrestler dressed as a turkey. That's still okay,
because
we have to take a laugh at ourselves. We're praising an undead man who's on his third wife. There's nothing, come on. It's totally fine.
Everything's
funny.
Yeah. It is funny.
I know. Here's a weird circle. That's kind of how I view the show. Like, everything is stupid. If I'm the butt of the joke, if the show is called You, Me, Them, Everybody, we could all laugh at ourselves.
Right.
Like, that's why we do what we do. The whole point is connection and divorce yourself from the horrible realities of the world and have a laugh. That's it. That's kind of like why we're treated into wrestling versus following a saga of a team I very much enjoy only because I grew up here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, listen, You, Me, Them, Everybody is very entertaining. I want to tell you, Brandon, you do a great job. I always say that. I think you were born to be a talk show host. You're great at it. I loved
being like 13 executives then.
I loved being a guest on your show. I had a blast the night I was on.
You're more than welcome, but I know you have a very busy schedule, and unlike me, this is your full-time job.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I don't know if it's been a long time since I talked to you. You know I quit drinking?
I do. I follow that saga. And I also know that you aren't great at responding to emails.
Was that when I was drinking?
No, it was not. It was definitely right when you got back on air, because my father-in-law is a longtime listener. And we talked about
that. Did I not? I didn't respond to your emails?
Oh, I don't think you responded in like years. Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to have to talk off the air at some point, Brandon.
Oh, yeah. I am not offended in any way, though.
Okay, good.
That wasn't like a jab at you, or this is not some passive-aggressive weird thing. Like, no, I get it. Your producers wouldn't be like, please come on the show. I'd be like, Nick doesn't want to talk. No, I get it. It's totally okay.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I again, You, Me, Them, Everybody, 6 years. Are you planning on, are you doing any shows outside of the one on Wednesday? What's coming up next for you, even if it's not in Chicago?
Oh, yeah, I got December 12th. We're doing the D.C. edition of the anniversary show, and that one's going to be a lot stupider and less sentimental. Every single time I come to Chicago and I want to do the show, it's always an okay to good show, and it's never great because it's sort of like I actually care way too much.
Mm.
And unlike D.C., where I genuinely don't care what people think about me, I have the best shows. It's so dumb. I really wish I could deliver on my home turf as much, but I care too much, and I don't want to, embarrass my wife and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But not in D.C. D.C. is loose and wild. A lot of wrestling masks and a lot of John Cena theme songs. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boy,
yeah.
The wrestling thing
stuff.
Is, yeah, okay.
Real dumb stuff.
You, Me, Them, Everybody, 6th-year anniversary, and it's going to be live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Hideout at 1354 West Wabansia. In Chicago. I'm pronouncing that right, isn't it? I've always pronounced that Wabansia.
You've been here longer than me, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that's right. And what are your plans for the future? Continuing to do this? And how's the marriage going?
The marriage is going great. I'm doing everything I can to keep it together. See a therapist because it's important to talk about mental health, and everyone's afraid to. Getting real right now on the talk show. We're pretty great. She's a reporter, and she's the best, and I'm lucky to be with her, and that's that. And I love my job. I'm the editor of Brightest Young Things. It's an arts and culture website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun stuff. And, yeah, I really want to talk to Esmeralda after the show tomorrow night because I want to do a secret special show that I'd love to have you involved with. But this is definitely the time to be doing it, over the air.
Where
a radio station people listen to. This is the time to plan secret shows. So.
That's a good idea. All right, listen, you and me and Esmeralda will talk, okay? You, me, them, everybody. How about that?
Good pun.
See how I did that? See how I went there?
Yeah, I did.
That was good.
Yeah.
Brandon Weatherby, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Everybody should go to the Hideout. And if you can't make it, check out youmethemeverybody.com on the podcasts. They're really, really good. Very entertaining. Brandon, you do a great job. You're a great host, and it's going to be a fun night.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. There you go. There's Brandon Weatherby, and we thank you very much for joining us, Brandon. All right, it's Nick DiGilio here on we'll take a break on 720 WGN.